Letting the body arrive, maybe like sand getting blown into a small hill. Speck by speck arriving. The face relaxing. The thoughts, let them have that life of their own, that they're doing their own thing. No problem. The fact that there are thoughts, images, words, just that fact is already interesting. Who knows where they come from, what they're made of, but here they are. So let's just not touch them for a while. Let them be. In the body, what's heavy allowed just to be heavy, what's light allowed just to be light. And without a sense of right or wrong. What if we could just leave aside right and wrong and notice what we notice? What do we notice? Sound, body, feeling, what do we notice? If there would really not be a right way to be here or a wrong way. What is happening? Just before we get busy with anything, a pause. And what if we give a chance of resting back? Just Just to let life happen for a little while. Resting back. Resting down and back. Feeling the back of the body, feeling the contact with the ground as if that's getting heavy, and having a chance to soften and spread out. So if there's a feeling of resting back or down, resting into the ground, letting the eyes rest back. The hands, shoulders, chest, just to be off duty, to be kind of filled with sky. And if the resting back and down, feeling the back, feeling the ground, is not in any way to get away from experience or life, just slowly a feeling of kind of melting, slowing down and melting and starting to feel just the flow of experience. Happening by itself. Maybe just kind of resting and warming the lower belly or the contact with the ground or the back. Just with being present, with feeling. Again, not to block the flow of experience, but just slowing down and melting. So that flow of life can be felt. Sounds, breath, cool, warm, alive. And whenever thinking seems to be all there is, just falling back down to the ground, the belly, the back. Letting thinking be itself, but not that that's all there is. Also feeling, what else? And maybe somehow we can reach really deep down inside and ask for our own deep permission to be here. Knowing that we do not know how it will go, but just feeling inside that we're not forced to be here by someone else or by an idea. My own permission to be here, to dive down in touch with life, with myself, with whatever this is. As we might also ask permission of this place and all of its life to be here. Kindly. Wholly. As we are. Just feeling for the possibility of really letting whatever has happened until now be gone, and whatever hasn't happened to be quiet, and just this kind of silvery, slippery tiny, intense, beautiful. Welling up of experience just as it happens now. That we just stay true in that. And so sometimes just a feeling of stillness or being held, happy or quiet or open, a subtle feeling is there that we can rest in. But many times, especially arriving, it can be really helpful to have a place in the body or the mind where we find relief from the habits of thinking and the habits of emotion. habits of energy. Sometimes, just quite naturally, there's an openness to sound. And as we let our nervous system come to rest, less and less reaching out towards sound and letting it come in and through from all directions. Maybe including the sounds from inside the body as well as the sounds outside the body. Sometimes, quite naturally, we might just rest in contact with the ground right there. Maybe feeling the kind of waves of the breath moving through the cells. Another option. We're just exploring to feel what feels more restful in a way that's also juicy. So not an escape, getting away from the flow of experience, but melting into it and feeling at home in your own experience as it happens. Continually letting go of the tension that can happen when we're trying to catch that tiny moment. Just letting it happen. Again and again, undoing that tension, habit, energy of trying to get it right, afraid of getting it wrong, etc. Sometimes, quite naturally, there's just a gathering in the lower belly and an opening out from there, resting back, gathering in the lower belly in a sense of openness. And sometimes the most lovely sense is in intimacy with the breath. Whether being inside that movement and riding up and down, or in the belly, or in the ground, feeling the movement of breath. As much as possible, letting that be more like a window that experience kind of flows past or through. Or like a flow of water, we have our hands cupped and the water is filling the hands and overflowing. And we're enjoying the flow. Sometimes it might just be half a breath, that we just really let it be, and then the thinking seems to be all there is again. And if, what if there's nothing wrong? We can really feel the quality of letting the breath be, or letting the openness be. Letting the aliveness call us back. Opening again to let the sound be itself, or that feeling of aliveness or movement or warmth or whatever it is, letting it be itself, letting it be felt by itself. Before we can name it, here and gone. Delicious. So finding what is your one simple way of practicing for now that fits you as well as possible. And noticing how easily we can get tight around trying to catch the moment and shut out that imagined, remembered past and that imagined, planned future. And just then breaking that bubble, pop, resting. And discovering the moment as it emerges by itself. We don't have to make it up. Here is the sensation. Here it is and gone. Gone without a name. And that intimacy with the experience as it's happening, where there's not enough room for words. Just the breath or the openness or the ground, the sound. Let thinking take place way up there. And still connecting to the direct experience as it happens.